So we've seen a lot of great examples of user experiences today. What I'd like to do now is actually hand it over to Jeff Sandquist, who's going to show you how you can take your user experiences even further using Connect. Here's Jeff.
Connect is exciting. It is the fastest selling electronics device ever. Let me repeat that. The fastest selling electronics device ever. With over 10 million devices sold. And you know, while those of us were dancing up a storm, playing a little volleyball, or rafting down a river, all from the comfort of our living room, there were a whole host of others, innovators, hackers, enthusiasts, that were doing things with Connect on Windows that none of us could ever have imagined. And that is why we will be releasing the Connect for Windows SDK. The Connect for Windows SDK will give you full access to the microphone array, skeletal tracking, and you'll be able to write your apps in VB, C#, and C++. It'll be available later this spring, and at first with a non-commercial license, but we will be having commercial terms following on. You know, I think the best way, though, to really show what this is all about is write some code, show some demos, and have a bunch of fun. I'm going to have Dan Fernandez on my team come on up, and we're going to build our first Connect app together. Come on up, Dan.
Jeff.
Hey, man. Let's do this.
All right. So with Connect, we're going to build our first Hello World application. For those of you who have never programmed a Connect, it has an RGB, a video camera, as well as the ability to get depth information, meaning I can see how close or far something is. So let's just show how you can build an application. So I have a pre-built main window here, and I'm going to drag and drop an image, and I'm going to put this in the left corner. And what we'll do is just size this first image to 640. Click Enter, and let's change the height to 480. So a 640 by 480 image. Let's drag one more image on here, and we'll just keep the size for that, and we'll add a button, and I'll move that there. That looks gorgeous. And I'm going to change the content here so we can just make it real clear that that is a start button. Okay, so let's jump into the code behind for our application. So one thing we should mention, we have a reference to the ConnectNet library, which is a wrapper that allows us to communicate back and forth with the driver on this PC. So the first thing we're going to do, and by the way, some of these APIs, properties, methods may change, but at least this will let you understand conceptually how you can program Connect. So we'll build a, let me full screen this so you can see this all. Connect sensor equals new Connect. Okay. So what I'm going to do is subscribe to some of the events that the sensor has, and I'll start with the dev frame ready, and hit tab and just have Visual Studio build out that event for me. And I'll subscribe also to the video frame ready. So what will happen is those events will fire when I'm getting a new frame, new information from the sensor. So for the first video frame, we're going to set that to that 640 by 480 image. So I'm just going to say image 1. Dot source equals e dot image. Let's do the same thing with the depth frame. This time image 2 dot source equals to e dot image. Okay. So the last thing we have to do is actually tell the sensor to start. So I'm just going to say sensor, when we click on our button, we'll start this, and I'll jump out of full screen.
I think you need like a demo or something up here.
Do you want to be my Vanna White?
Will you be my Pat Sajak?
That would be swell.
Thank you.
Okay, so I am going to run, and with any luck, we're going to press start.
There we go.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Okay, what I can do here, I can do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Here we go. There we go.
Okay, that's going to take a long time.
Okay. That's a little bit better than Scott's thing up there, but we'll leave that as.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time to get that burn that out of my memory. So video frame on the left, depth frame, and as you see, the colors change depending on how near or far Jeff is. So pretty basic. We just did that in a couple lines of code. What I'm going to do is now get a little crazier, and we're going to build a very basic painting application.
Let's do it.
So what we're going to do is, in our depth frame ready, And I have a pre-built class here. Let's just jump to full screen to make this really easy. And I have a point p equals. And this is my just pre-built class, and I'll talk about what this does in just a second. But what we get when this event fires is an array of u-short that gives you the dev values, which means at a certain pixel, this pixel is at this specific distance. So I'm just going to pass this in, and I'm going to say distance.near. So what this does is returns the average point for all the near points. And you'll see what we'll be able to do with that in a second. Now, I'm going to cheat here and just have a code snippet for my draw line.
Hey.
Don't you wish Visual Studio, everything you could just do is code snippet and just spits out this massive thing? It's great. So, draw line. I have a point and I have a last point. So if the value is -1, I'm going to ignore. If it's 0, that means it's our first one. And I'm just going to set last point to that point. Otherwise, what I'm going to do is every time that event fires, I'm going to draw a line from the last point to the new point. So we're going to be drawing a line here. And here are just some of the properties of my line. It's 20, it's orange, and the style is round. And the last thing we do is just add it to our window. So let's just jump up here. And once we have the average point that's near, we'll just call draw line and pass in our new point. So, Jeff, I'm going to ask you to Vanna White this again.
Okay, here we go.
And we'll press start and kind of move a little.
There we go. What do you think of that? Let's do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of that.
That is gorgeous. Here, I'll give you a new clean surface to play with.
There we go. You know, I could do a 9 or something like that. That's one of my favorite numbers. It's not a bad color. So
That's awesome. So what this is doing is drawing a line based on only the close points. As his hand hits that, it actually draws in real time.
That is really cool. What do you guys think? So, not bad for about 3 or 4 minutes of a little bit of coding. Visual Studio, build your first Kinect app with Windows. I wonder what would happen if maybe we just had a few more minutes to go build something. What could we make? There we go. Okay, you had more than a few minutes.
Awesome. That's Clint Ruckus. So Clint, what would you say this is?
I would say this is a Kinect drivable lounge chair.
There's so many times I've been in a recline chair and needed to go to the kitchen. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it. So really, this is fabulous.
Yeah, it's all about that natural run.
So now you have some special wheels around here.
I do. So we have omnidirectional wheels. So it lets me do cool stuff like this. I can parallel park.
Ooh. That is going to be awesome to avoid the dog. You know, that's great. Let's go ahead and power it down.
Okay, we're going to power it off right now.
So we don't dive you off stage yet. So show me how to drive. What's going on with driving here? So
okay.
I see your two hands.
So what we have on screen here is we have basically two thumbsticks here. And when I go further up, it gives you can see the green power meters to all the wheels. Or if I go down, you can see it go reducing power to all the wheels. So it's very much like tank driving. What we do here is we send a value between 1 and -1 to our motors underneath via the Robotech speed controllers.
Okay, cool. And that the red and green we have in that corner, bottom corner there, what's going on there?
That's just giving us the point on the screen where
your hands are.
Hands are.
Sure. Okay. So, Clint, now you added a very cool, your favorite feature here.
Okay.
You got to show it off.
My favorite feature is, because it is a lounge chair,
automatic reclining via a Kinect gesture. All we need to do is, I think, add a cup holder, and we'll sell dozens of these. So, Clint, for people who want to build this themselves, what's
so all they have to do is once the Kinect SDK gets released, we'll be releasing the source code, instructions, and where to buy all the parts on Channel 9's Coding for Fun section.
So on Coding for Fun, you'll be able to download the app, and if you have a lot of spare money, you can build this yourself. So love it. How about a big hand for Clint?
Thank
We have a little bit of fun with our team. Microsoft Worldwide Telescope is this amazing application for Windows. It allows you to explore the whole solar system, the moons, the stars, and it's just this amazing experience. Now, I'm going to have Jonathan Fay come up. He works at Microsoft Research, and what he's done with Worldwide Telescope is he's enabled it with Kinect. And now, with this, you can have your whole universe at your fingertips. Hey, Jonathan. Thank you, sir.
Microsoft Research, we've been working with agencies like NASA and the European Space Agency, as well as universities worldwide, to put together astronomy information and planetary data from all across the universe. And when we saw Kinect, we knew that we had to bring the universe to your fingertips with this great tool. Right now we're looking at the Earth and low Earth orbit satellites, and the green ones are geosynchronous satellites. And we can come out here and zoom out away from Earth and start looking at the whole solar system here and basically move around and see all the planets. Now let's go ahead and select another planet that we'll go to. We'll scroll over here to Saturn, and we'll go ahead and fly into Saturn. And as we're coming into Saturn, you'll see something that looks like a ball of yarn that a cat's been playing too much with. And this is asteroids that have been captured to be new moons of Saturn. But as we zoom into Saturn even more, we can see the ring system here, and then you can see all the other moons that formed with Saturn's rings. But its universe is much larger than our solar system. As our solar system moves off into just a single pixel, the rest of the stars that are around us are actually going to start moving from the constellation positions that you're familiar with, and they're start going to move around in 3D. And now we're looking at that band of stars that was the Milky Way in our night sky is actually our home galaxy. And so we're now looking from the outside of our galaxy. But our galaxy is just one of millions, and scientists have been studying with the Sloan Digital Sky Survey trying to map the entire universe so that we can really see the large-scale structure of how our universe formed since the Big Bang. So I can come in here and explore and look at the individual galaxies and the detailed structure in this. There's a coma cluster. The Worldwide Telescope enables you to not just go through space, but also travel through time. And so we're going to go to an event that's going to happen in August 21st of 2017. And as we fly through the Milky Way, back through our stars, and come back to our home solar system, and look at Earth here, you're going to notice that we now have time moving forward in the future. And you can see as these satellites are orbiting, something interesting is happening. The sun is moving across the United States with shadow cast by the moon, and it's going to be the greatest eclipse of our lifetime. Within a day's drive of almost everybody in the United States, you'll be able to see this wonderful eclipse. I can't wait to see it myself. But you know, you can preview this at worldwidetelescope.org, and you can also come to our booth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. How awesome was that? The universe at your fingertips is just unbelievable. Make sure you go to the Kinect Lounge. You'll be able to play with the Worldwide Telescope. We're going to have some of our other projects, but we're not done yet. You know, I think it's really important that we showed the things that we at Microsoft have been building with Kinect on Windows, but we wanted to bring out some of the people from the community that have been doing some amazing things with Kinect. Laura Foy on my team is going to come out, and along with her is Michael Solner and Stefan Huber. They're with the University of Konstanz, and they're going to show us one of the first of the community projects that has been using Kinect on Windows. Come on out, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks,
we'll
everybody.
See you guys later.
This next demo is going to amaze and inspire you. Now, these two boys, armed with only a Kinect, some creativity, and a whole lot of brain power, created Navi, navigation for people with visual impairment. And Michael, why don't you explain to the audience what that is?
Well, Navi is a project that enables that enables visually impaired people to safely travel in the indoor environment.
Awesome. And now let's take a look at what this man's wearing. It's a lot going on, so we're going to break it down. Let's start at the top.
Well,
what
top,
is this?
We have the Kinect helmet, and we decided to detect obstacles in the immediate surrounding of the person, and therefore we decided to change the default perspective of the Kinect and mount it onto a helmet.
So the Kinect is actually acting as the eyes for the visually impaired
Correct.
Person.
Right.
All right, moving on down. He's got a cummerbund of sorts here. What's this fashion statement all about?
Well, this is a vibrotactile waist belt. It has three built-in pairs of vibration motors, and
okay.
this is basically the feedback mechanism of the obstacle detection. So whenever there's an obstacle in one of the directions, left, center, or right,
right.
The vibration motors will vibrate.
So someone jumps in front of him, he gets zapped.
Correct, yeah.
Nice! All right, let's turn him around. We've got this custom-built laptop backpack thing. Is this the brains of the operation? What's going on back here?
Well, this backpack is basically for debugging and visualizing the state of the system, because he's the only one who feels the vibration.
Okay.
And here you see at the right side the depth image of the Kinect, and we did an overlay of our obstacle detection mechanism.
Uh-huh.
And at the moment I am detected as an obstacle, and as I'm moving to the right, you can see that I'm tracked by the Kinect, and as I'm moving closer to the camera, I'm more danger to him, so the feedback gets more intense.
So the vibrations are actually stronger on his belt as well?
Correct, yes.
Awesome. All right, now we've set up these markers. Just sort of explain to the audience what's going to happen.
Well, these markers are for point-to-point navigation in buildings. So these markers have instructions encoded which tell the person where to go. And it's done by speech synthesis, by audio speech synthesis.
So we'll actually hear someone talking to him.
Correct.
Giving him directions. All right, great. Let's see it in action.
Turn left.
Nice. So the Kinect read the marker and knew exactly what to do.
Turn right. Door ahead in 3, 2, 1. Pull the door.
Well, you see that the instructions are based on distance to the marker.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is outstanding. I can't wait to see what you guys do next. Great work, guys. Great work.
Okay.
Unbelievable. All right, well, it wouldn't be a Kinect demo without a little bit of fun, a little bit of games. So I'm going to bring out Jared Ficklin from Frog Design. And we're going to demo Wall Panic 3000. All right, Jared, thanks for coming on. Now, Frog Design isn't really a video game company, so why build something like this?
No, we're more of like a bring design and innovation to life company, but we really believe in playful research and development.
Me too.
So this was a great opportunity to take technology that we use with our clients and just have some fun with it.
Absolutely, and it is a lot of fun. What would you say the inspiration was?
Well, at its heart, it's 8-bit gaming meets the Kinect. We needed something that was also really easy to walk up and play, and it needed to be as fun to watch as it was to actually play. But I think actually our team in New York who created this thing, they might just watch a little too much Japanese TV.
All right, well, we'll let the audience decide if it's just as much fun to watch, because it is it's a two-player game. So to play with me, I'm going to bring out actually someone smarter than me, someone better looking than me, and, oh, wait a minute, he wasn't available. Let's welcome Scott Guthrie. All right, Scott, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you been stretching?
All right, so the basics is you're going to be right around here, and the game's going to come up, countdown, and you're going to see a blobbly version of yourself. Match the blobbly version of yourself.
What I look like in the morning.
With the hole in the wall. Okay, you ready?
This is going to be on YouTube, isn't it?
We'll start with an easy one. Let's go.
All right, we're a team. We're a team.
All right.
Let's do it. Some music. All right.
We left off the C and the A, but if you can do the Y and the M.
Oh, perfect! Nice! Right here.
I'm glad you set it on easy mode. Now, this is I should probably let you know now that as much as we wanted this to be about computer vision, it's actually just designed to get you in awkward position.
Okay.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Oh.
Don't pretend
you're getting every angle today.
You have passed the road bump. Very good. All right, now
Let's
this one.
Jared.
This one's gonna be a little more fun. You gotta feather your hair out.
All right, let's do it.
And you stop. Scott, are you Farrah or?
Scott's got it. Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
That looks like Farrah Fawcett.
The last minute reversal might have saved you there. Now, you guys, what's with your beliefs in the laws of physics?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You might have to suspend him for this
one. No, you leap all frogs.
Oh, it really is passable.
This close.
You get a good sport.
Oh, good. Burn those pictures.
Oh, no. Those are going on Twitter.
All right, Scott, we're going to leave you alone.
Thank you.
Jared and I are going to work on that frog maneuver backstage. Yeah. If you could just. All right.
So, this is going to show up on YouTube, isn't it?